Hey, Aunt, this is Miss Daisy. I was just wanting to let you know how much I really did enjoy chatting with you this evening. I want you to not be afraid to keep it real because that's what people need. They don't need somebody who's just sugarcoating things. They need to know what's really up in this world. And so I just want to thank you for being a messenger, and I hope you have a great evening.
Drugs. Drugs have been pretty much the center of my entire life. When I was at the age of 6, I could recognize what marijuana smoke smelled like because I knew what it was. At the age of 9, I seen a person hit a little hit of crack right before my eyes. I never know the role that drugs would play in my life, but they played a huge role. If you have listened to my podcast in my past, I've mentioned on several occasions that I have had people in my family, very close people in my family, that were on drugs. You know what I'm saying? And I would go as far as to say my mother and my dad did drugs at one point at the same time. And it affected me in ways people will never know. I think drugs have gave me a black heart. Things that the average people care about, I don't. The average things that people worry about, I don't. Because drugs have exposed me to things no child should see. No child. But I have seen, I have heard, I have observed things over this time. Since I was 6 years old, when I recognized the smell of a joint. When I was 8 years old, we moved in these apartments called Hearst Village. And, you know, now that I look back on it, they were properly named because a lot of hurt went on in that village. Truly. I was brought up in a time when it was a lot of commercials to just say no to drugs. You know what I'm saying? And I seen them so much that I believed in them. And had no idea that drugs were being done in the home that I slept in. The whole time. I was 8 years old. We were living in Hearst Village. And, you know, my mom was a secretary at the Board of Education. And in my mind, I thought that shit paid a lot of money. And in fact, it did. And I really couldn't understand why we were struggling so tough, so hard. We were having such a rough time, you know, from week to week. And my mother was getting paid a lot of money. But I had no idea that she had slid down, you know, to smoking crack out here. I was 8 years old. I had no idea the power that drugs had over my mother at this time. Like, I have heard stories where deplorable things were done to my mother over this chase for crack cocaine. You know what I'm saying? And I fought a lot from the age of 8 on down because I couldn't bear the thought of this lady that I love so much doing these things. I had no idea that drugs would take my family through the things that they did. A lot of sleepless nights wondering where my mother was. My mother was 5 feet tall, 98 pounds, 100 pounds, soaking wet with 2 bricks in her pocket. And I used to cry out for my mother. But crack cocaine had her the whole time. I smoked my first joint at age 11. I knew what the smell of marijuana was when I was 6 years old. My aunt used to smoke marijuana when she got off work on Friday when she got paid. So I knew what it was. At age 9, I found a bag of marijuana. It was a big yellow envelope, and it was filled to the very top with marijuana. And I found it and I gave it to my aunt because I knew that she would know what to do with it. And I just remember how excited she got from getting this from her young nephew. You know what I'm saying? So, at age 11, me and a couple of guys, on Friday, my mother decided to let me spend the night at these young guys' house. Their mother approved me spending the night, but she worked overnight. So, we were left to our own devices. In which, you know, his mom left him and his brother some money to survive and buy food and things of that nature overnight. And my mom gave me some money. And somehow, I can't remember the logistics of it, but we bought some weed. And my friend, he knew how to roll a joint, and he rolled it. He rolled it to perfection, and he fired it up, and the smell, when I was 6 years old, came to me. And somehow, I remember always liking how weed smelled. Even back then when I was 6, you know, it was almost like a meal, you know. It smelled so good that I felt that, you know, I was at home. And he passed it to me, and I smoked it. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I smoked it how I seen grown folks smoking it. And I choked. And we all laughed. You know what I'm saying? And I remember being paranoid for the rest of the night, thinking that I was hearing my mama calling me. You know what I'm saying? And after that, I was a little afraid of weed and things of that nature. But time went on.
Silly, silly, silly ain't it? Chilly ain't it? Cold, Arctic freeze till your knees go bow down. Yeah, you digging the sound, it's Buck Wild. That's who made the beat. Yeah, not foul like turkeys and chickens. Coming through and taking my pick. Pick the win, pick three, scratch it off. Back it off, like back up. Haters, you know the boy, coming through with Nicky Faders. It's G Forte, eating them to potatoes and tomatoes, squashing them on the vine before they ready. It's the boy coming through with Mom's spaghetti. Yeah, tomato-based paste, like red sauce. Coming through with the head off, off with his head, decapitator. Yeah. Capitator, tomato, potato, you know the boy Fader. I said all them words that rhyme because I'm so nice with mine. Yeah, chew on that, baby.
And Capone, how you doing? Are you liking my episode? I put a few of my friends' music in there and one of my new ones. And I'll make you some music for your podcast, man. I like what you do. So, tell me what style you want and I'll work on something. Just tell me the song you want it to sound like and I'll give it a go. Alrighty? Cheers.